Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at Google's new AI IDE anti-gravity. Everyone's asking, is this finally the true cursor killer?
Yeah, that is the big question right now.
Right. To figure that out for you, we've stacked up official Google Docs, a massive DEV community review, some pretty fiery Hacker News debates, and a really insightful Reddit thread from our ChatGPT coding. Okay, let's unpack this. Google launched anti-gravity in late 2025 as a fork of VS Code.
Mm.
But early users noticed it feels heavily inspired by other AI editors, specifically Windsurf.
It definitely shares that DNA.
No.
I mean, if you use other autonomous agents like Windsurf's Cascade, anti-gravity is going to feel very familiar.
Right.
But the fundamental shift here is that it isn't just a traditional text editor with a, you know, the chatbot folded onto the sidebar. It's built entirely as an agent-first platform.
Yeah.
What's fascinating here is Google's concept of the three surfaces.
Okay, the three surfaces.
Yeah. Instead of one single coding window, you get the editor where you type, an agent manager to orchestrate multiple background tasks, and crucially, a fully integrated Chrome browser surface.
I actually saw that browser surface mentioned in the DEV community review.
It's wild.
It sounds a bit like magic. How does that actually work in practice?
Well, a developer asked Gemini 3 to build a clone of Insane Aquarium.
Oh, the old PC game.
Exactly, the one where you manage a virtual fish tank. So the AI didn't just write the code, it spun up that browser agent to visually test its own work.
Wow.
You can literally watch a red dot representing the AI's cursor move around the Chrome window. It drops virtual food, clicks the fish to test the game's physics, and then records a video playback of its own test run.
Wait, it records its own QA testing.
It really does.
That's incredible. And here's where it gets really interesting. Right now, during this public preview, Google is giving completely free access to premium tier models.
Which is huge.
Right. You can use Gemini 3.1 Pro and even Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.6 without ever swiping a credit card.
Enjoy that while it lasts, honestly. But we definitely need to bring this back down to earth for a second. That our ChatGPT coding thread you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, the one titled, I tried Google's new anti-gravity IDE so you don't have to.
That's the one. It highlighted some serious growing pains. Anti-gravity is incredibly resource heavy right now. Reviewers are pointing out massive Mac battery drain.
Yeah, and I read about this fancy glowing UI effect it triggers when the agent is thinking. Apparently, it looks cool, but causes terrible input lag if you try to type at the same time.
Exactly. Nothing ruins a developer's flow state like keyboard lag. Plus, Hacker News users have been pretty vocal about its overall reliability.
Like what?
We saw reports of it completely corrupting a THP file.
Yeah.
And failing basic tasks, like simply swapping out a static image loader for a GIF. One user flat out called it a dumber version of Cursor.
Yikes. So speaking of Hacker News, I noticed a lot of anger over there about API access. What exactly is the drama with OpenClaw?
Ah, the API controversy. Some AI pro and ultra subscribers are alleging that Google is restricting their accounts when they plug their credentials into third-party local open source agents like OpenClaw.
Oh, wow.
The speculation is that Google systems are detecting unusual API call patterns from these local tools and throttling them. Now, to be clear, we're just reporting what the community is experiencing. We're not taking a stance on corporate API policies.
Absolutely.
But if we connect this to the bigger picture, it really highlights a growing tension in the developer world. You have this incredible open AI development happening locally, clashing with the reality of platform lock-in, where a tech giant ultimately controls how you use the intelligence you're paying for.
So what does this all mean? Look, if you're on a tight deadline this week, keep Cursor installed. The bugs, the lag, the missing extensions, anti-gravity just isn't stable enough for production emergencies yet.
Right, not quite yet.
But you absolutely should download it as a sandbox for your side projects. Mm-hmm. It is a very real preview of a future where we manage code rather than just type it line by line.
And this raises an important question for you to mull over. If your IDE truly becomes an autonomous worker that can write, execute, and visually test its own code across a browser.
Yeah.
Will the future developer essentially just be a middle manager for AI? And perhaps more importantly, how will you confidently debug a massive system when you barely touch the code yourself?